Get ready to be transformed. Transformed in your spirit, soul, body, finances, in all areas of your life. As a catalyst, Leanne is passionate about helping you step into your potential and fulfill your deep-seated dreams. If you desire your optimal kingdom upgrade, then this podcast is for you. So grab a notebook and welcome to The Transformational Coach with your host, Leanne Goff.
Hey, friend, Leanne Goff, The Transformational Coach, your transformational coach. And it's so great to be back with you again. I introduced last time, part one, Kim Barnhart, my special guest. And I tell you what, I'm just sitting here in our part one and I'm just like riveted by her story. And I've already read her book and I'm still riveted by her story. If you didn't listen to part one, go back there and catch it. But my husband and I, Ray, married almost 50 years. This October will be 50 years. Yes, we got married when we were 10 years old. Can't you tell? Anyway, we met Scott and Kim just this last December, just less than 3 months ago. We met them about 2.5 months ago. Actually, we met them. And I tell you what, they've impacted our lives. We love them. We feel like family for years now. And while we were sitting in December and right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, in Spring Hill, Texas, we were having breakfast with them, and Kim shared how she had gotten set free from the bipolar lie. And I'm like, what? Tell me, what do you talk about? Like, who gets set free from bipolar lie? I know God can do it, okay? I know that. I've seen my assistant from past. She got healed of MS, 14 lesions on her brain and her spine. A lot of you know Sonia's story. We've done a podcast with her. And so I know God can heal. I don't doubt that. I've seen miracles all over the world. But not many people I know that have been healed of bipolar. Like, she got my attention, my ear. She had just written a book last year. I said, I want your book. I have read it. It's impacted me. And it's The Bipolar Lie. You can get it on any place that sells books, including Amazon, Books A Million, and other places. So we have part two. In part one, I had Kim share about how she was living with the bipolar lie. Okay, not with bipolar. The bipolar lie. Okay. And then it is amazing. Go back and listen to it. But I want to take part two and I want her to talk about how she got set free from the bipolar lie. Okay. It was a lie she was believing. And by the way, if this message is like, wow for you, I know this person, that's living with a mental disorder of any kind or whatever, but especially bipolar, please share this with them. Please share this podcast. We have audio and video. Share it with them so that they can hear it. So anyway, Kim, it's great to have you back with me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. We had so much fun the first. I mean, can you have fun doing this? But yes, when you're setting people free,
of course.
You're bringing in the light and exposing the darkness, then it's fun. Okay. It's fun. Whether it's your story or I'm over in Pakistan and we're setting people free in the darkness, like, hey, it's fun. So in the first podcast, the first section, part one, you shared about the bipolar lie and how, you know, you were under this lie, this cloud of darkness that you had bipolar. And we know now that you got set free from that. So what I want to do in part two is like, can you pick up and now share with us, because people can go listen to part one. We don't want to go through all that again, but now share with us, how did you get set free from the bipolar lie?
Well, it's a crazy story, but this guy shows up on Facebook, this counselor who had been a secular counselor for many, many years. And he starts talking about how bipolar and depression and things like that were actually not a medical condition in every case, and how it's usually a spiritual condition. And so my husband shared it on Facebook, and it really made me mad at first, because I thought, why is Scott, my husband, sharing this on Facebook? I'm struggling with this. And I kind of felt like the guy was trying to say it wasn't real. If you're saying that it was more of a spiritual problem, I don't know why I thought that way, but I thought that, and I thought, I'm very much living through this. And so I know it's very real. Well, it caused us to ask more questions and to dig a little bit more into this and to reach the counselor. We actually got him on the phone and started talking with him. And he basically sat there and was saying all these things to me. Are you thinking this about yourself? Are you believing this about yourself? Are you hearing this in your head? This isn't this. And I'm going, yeah. Like, I'm checking off all the boxes. I'm like, yeah, actually, I am thinking those things and I'm feeling that way, which was surprising to Scott, because I hadn't even shared with him the inner turmoil and hell that I had been going through. Like, I would just respond from what was going on in here. He saw
you actually reacted. Actually reacted. You didn't respond. You were reacting.
Yes, reacting. I was reacting. And so, but he didn't know what was going on in here. And so I'm openly saying yes. And then Scott's, really surprised. And so basically this guy's like, you've got a lot going on in there that you need deliverance from. These are demons that's been speaking to you, because Satan, being the father of all lies, he's speaking to you all these lies. The bipolar is a lie. And so that's the reason why I named my book The Bipolar Lie, because every day I would write in my journal, bipolar is a lie. And I would dig into the paper because I had to just believe it with everything in me. Wow. This is a lie and I refuse to believe it. And so I went through a series of learning what the truth was about me. Mm-hmm. I go through a process of deliverance. I go through a process of God just healing me, divine healing my brain, healing my mind, healing my emotions, healing my thoughts. And then at the same time, also me taking the choice to go and choose to think correctly. So many times people think that things that just need to fall in their lap, oh, the healing will fall in my lap, or I'll lose weight by it, you know, it falling in my lap, or I'll get rich by sitting at home and it falling in my lap. No. There's a part that we have to play. And that's exactly why the Lord tells us in the word that we must renew our mind and we must capture thoughts. We've got to stay in that, because the enemy's field playground is right here and in our bodies. And so if we can ever master what he's trying to do in here, man, we've got it. We've got it. And so I went through deliverance. I went through healing. I went through inner healing. I forgave the people that I had been holding so much offense to. I started seeing God as my daddy. I started seeing him as my father and someone who loves me unconditionally rather than what I was believing him to be beforehand. He's not this whack-a-mole God that the moment I mess up, he's hitting me on the head to, you know, throw me back down. I had such a misconstrued view of unconditional love and God. And so it took some years to retrain my brain, to renew my thinking. And now I'm all about helping people renew their thinking and think correctly, because I'm telling you, we think incorrectly, our body responds. Body responds to it. And so that deliverance and that inner healing. And then it was immediate after I got set free. I had a man of God come to me and he said, you're going to start helping others in deliverance with inner healing. You're going to help other people who've struggled with depression and anxiety and all of these mental illnesses that are spiritually driven. You're going to help all these people. And I thought, oh, wow, that's big. That's huge. I thought there's no way, you know, but God, if you want to do that, you know, I'm all about it. And it was like right away, people started coming out the woodwork, of the blue. I mean, people were just coming up. I'm struggling with depression. I'm struggling with anger. I'm struggling with fear and anxiety. And I'm like, I'm your girl, because I know what it's like to go through that. I know what it's like to sit down. You would never catch me talking to people like this on a video call, or I would not have gotten up in front of a group of people and talked. Like, I was bound by so much fear and anxiety that the fear of man was a big, big deal for me. Like, I would not have ever done that. So many people see the person that I am now and they don't know where I was. Like, I was not the one to get up and speak. I was not the one to go and do anything.
Well, you got up in Dallas just a couple of weeks ago in front of 100 people in a room where we had a gathering, and you took that microphone and you're like, woo. And I
looked over at
Scott, and Scott and I were just looking at each other like, whoa, go girl.
That it was all God. But that's what he did. That's what freedom does. Freedom gets you to the place where you feel confident and bold enough to do what he's called you to do. And because before that, I just didn't. I stayed so hidden and I stayed so guarded and I stayed so lost. But the freedom has come now and it's no holds barred, you know. And I'm like, take me. I've been to Africa. I would have never gotten on a plane and flown out of the country. Like, never. I've been to Africa. I've been to Philippines. And I'm like, where else do you want me to go, God? Like, I'll go. And
it's insane
because that's just God. I would never have done those things before deliverance, before healing.
Wow.
I'm just so grateful.
You're just amazing. Absolutely amazing. So in reading your book and friends, like, again, The Bipolar Lie by Kim Barnhart, I picked up this book. And like I said, in part one of this podcast, I get a lot of books given to me and precious, precious people. I generally don't have time to read them because I'm either writing my own books or, you know, I'm in another nation or something like that. But anyway, but I just have consumed this. I mean, I'm just like, oh my gosh, because there's not books out there like this. But one of the things that Kim has in her book, which she already mentioned this, but not the actual what she has in there, but alluded to it. And she has what's called a T-chart right there. Okay. And so when I saw her T-chart in her book, I made one of these myself. And so I work with a group of people, you know, and they're amazing people, but some of them are still struggling with who they are and whose they are, okay, in my world. And so I gave them this, and on the left-hand side, it says lie. And I want to encourage you to create your own T-chart. If you're like, man, I struggle with lies, okay, we talked on the last broadcast about, you know, the father of lies, that Satan is the father of lies. And right now, God wants to be your father, but so many times we're listening to the wrong father. And so on the left-hand side, lie. And then on the right-hand side, what God says about you, and put the scripture down. What does he say about you? The lie is you'll never mount. You're nobody. No, I'm God's beloved daughter who's well pleased with. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and just put those down there and then put that in view. And whenever the enemy's coming to you and he's telling you these lies, I mean, I call it that pigeon that sits on your shoulder and goes, nah, 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 nah. And pigeons lead a lot of mess. You know, they're like really messy. We need to listen to the spirit. That's this over here. This is the pigeon. This is that we could actually put pigeon and dove over here. Okay. So this is the pigeon over here, leaving a lot of mess. Okay. It's just, ugh. And over here is the dove speaking to you. You're his beloved daughter who he's so insanely well pleased of. Like you're his son. You're the apple of his eye. In fact, in the Spanish translation of that verse where the apple of his eyes, it actually says hijo, which means son in Spanish. You are the son of my eye. It's so much better than being the apple of his eye,
right,
okay?
Right.
It says you are the son of his eye. You are the daughter of his eye. So I want to encourage you to do this. It's a, and you can get her book and it'll be in there, the graphics in there, and make you a T-chart. She mentioned, alluded to, not the T-chart, but about that. And I'm thinking, I've got this on my desk. I got to pull it out. So I found it. So all right, Kim, you've got some people out there that are like, okay, Kim, I'm hearing your story. I believe these lies. I live in torment. I live in hell. Where do I start to get set free? What do you tell them?
Well, first off, you can contact me because I'll be glad to help you through that. But, you know, you've got to decide whether you believe the word of God or not. You know, we can quote scripture all day long. But until we actually believe the word is true, it's not going to be much of a benefit. I can read anything. I could read anything and just memorize it and just have words on a paper. But we've got to decide that God's word is infallible. It is the truth. It is the way it is. If you struggle in your belief in the word, then this you will struggle with what you're going to believe no matter what's in your head. You've got to decide within yourself that the word of God is true. And if you've got issues in that area, ask God to help you. He's not going to be offended because you're struggling with believing his word. He wants to help you. He wants you to get to the place where you're fully believing his word. And so ask him to remove anything from within you that's hindering you from believing his truths. You know, maybe you've been lied to by your earthly father or your husband or your wife or whoever your whole life. But I'm telling you, God is not a liar. And so get yourself to the place where, God, I just want to believe what your word says. I want to dive more into it. I want to hide it in my heart. I want to use it at any given moment. And not only that, if you don't know his word, or maybe you believe his word and you may be struggling with the memorization of the word, know his ways, know his will, his way, his word, his will. Those three things will get you where you need to be into thinking correctly. Because there was times where I would believe lies and I'd be like, okay, well, let me go to the scriptures where's the scripture that can combat this, that can come against this lie. And there were times I may not necessarily could have found a scripture per se, but just knowing his unconditional love for me, knowing the way that God felt about me, his way, his nature, told me what the truth was in those moments.
Yeah.
So I may not have necessarily had a scripture every single time on the other side of that chart, but I would have something that I knew that the God's way was this. God loves me no matter what, no matter if I did kick the dog, God still loves me. He's still there for me. He's still on my side. And so it's a big helper. And you already know what lie is going to be said to you because you've been hearing them for a long time. So you can't say, I don't know what lie to put down. Yeah, you do. you know what lie to put down. Anything that's made, that's contrary to the word of God, but anything that's made you feel worse or less than or low, you know, God sometimes gives us warnings, but he's never going to give us a warning that's going to make us feel less than, because he's on our side. The warnings will always come with a resolution. Satan always brings something that does not come with resolution and lets it a negative outcome. So we've got to learn the difference between the enemy's voice and God's voice, but we've got to decide that we believe the word and that we're deciding to believe what God is saying to us too at the same time.
Wow, I love it. Okay, that's so good, so good. Because the truth will set us free. The lies will keep us in bondage. The truth sets us free. So you got to know the truth and the truth will set you free. All right, so Kim, where do they get in touch with you?
I'm at freedomforthenations@gmail.com. I'm Kim Barnhart on Facebook. You can find me at either place, email or on Facebook.
Yeah, perfect. And once we do launch these, both segments, we will definitely put the links in there, how people can connect with you and find you and stuff like that. So, all right. So I want you to take, and I want you to pray. There's people that are going to listen to this and they're going to be, oh my gosh, she's speaking right to me. It sounds just like me. And so I want you to take and pray for our viewers and our listeners right now, before we conclude with a couple other things. So would you go ahead and do that? Anything else you want to say? Let's anything else on your heart you want to say?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and pray.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
All right, Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity, but God, for every person, for every listening ear right now, Father, I pray for a boldness to come forward and speak up, to speak up right now.
Yeah.
Because there is a stigma that, especially as a Christian, well, you can't talk about the fact that you're depressed. You can't talk about the things that you're struggling in mentally or emotionally. But I just come against that thought right now, because a devil exposed is a devil defeated. So I say expose it, expose it,
yes,
expose
yes.
it. I pray a boldness on every person that has been living with all these lies, with all this anxiety, with all this depression, with all this heaviness. I pray for exposure for your benefit, that you would become bold and speak up and say, hey, that's me. I need the help, but I'm choosing. I pray right now over you that you would choose to decide today to believe the word of God for you, that you choose today that even while you don't understand maybe the unconditional love of the Heavenly Father, that today you will choose to allow him to baptize you with his love.
Yes, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for a fresh baptism of your love to wash over your people today in Jesus' name. And that they would have an understanding of your truth, God, and that they would have the courage and the boldness to come forward and to desire to get total freedom. And God, that they would be so discomforted because they've been serving the kingdom of darkness in their thinking. And God, that they would switch and choose today to renew their mind. To renew their mind and to capture these thoughts and to be walking in what you've called them to walk in. Because God, there are so many people that you've called into greater depths, into newer heights. And so God, right now, I pray that they would walk into that boldly, even if they're having to do it afraid, as Joyce Meyer would say, God, that they would just move forward, regardless of what's happening in their life, what's going on, God, that they would know that you are on their side, you are for them, you never leave them, and you never forsake them.
Yes.
And I thank you for that boldness today. And I thank you for the fruit that's going to come from these messages today. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Woo, I felt that, girlfriend. That was good. That was good. And I know there's people that are going to definitely be impacted by that and set free and transformed from it. So anyway, guys, again, Kim Barnhart's book, The Bipolar Lie, it's right there. You can get it at your, anywhere you can buy books online and stuff like that. Get her book. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And then let me just kind of go this way as we conclude here. So the way we met Kim and Scott is that Scott saw my recent book that I released last year, Missionary and Millionaire, Transforming Cultures as Priests and Kings. He saw it posted on Facebook from a guy out in California. Kim, Scott and I didn't know each other, didn't know Kim either. And so he got my book, ordered my book off of Amazon. And then he sent me a message and said, hey, I want to know about your health program and I want to know about your health coaching business. So in about the middle of December, Scott and I got on a Zoom call like this. And well, there's a podcast, but anyway, I got on a Zoom call and I got connected to Scott. And then in December, we met in Tennessee for breakfast. And that's where all this started at, with the Kim's book and her story, but also with their health journey and their health coaching business. And so they are actually on our team as health coaches. And we feel like we've known them forever. We're so in love with this couple and they're doing amazing. Kim, how much have you lost and how much has Scott lost on the health program?
I have lost 20.8 pounds.
That is so insane. Now, listen, guys, we're not just, we want to get the excess spiritual junk out of our trunk. Like we want to get, you know, we don't want to be weighed down with stuff in our spirit and our soul, in our emotions, you know, but also in our body. We don't want to be dragging stuff around with us that we shouldn't be dragging around with us, whether that's a disease or just excess weight or whatever it is. And so our health program helps people get healthy in their body. And we're here now in this podcast getting to help people healthy in their spirit and their soul. Okay. That's, we call it business tree. I call it business tree. That's what one of the things my book's about. We take ministry and business and we bring them, marry them together, and it's business tree. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun. And so Scott and Kim, how much has Scott lost?
I think it's about 33 or 35 pounds.
Yeah, they look amazing. They're working out. They're just loving life. I mean, just
I actually jog now. And it's not because someone's chasing me.
You know, and even our amino acids, you know, that has collagen in it. I was with Kim and Scott almost 2 weeks ago in Dallas. And I'm like, Kim, your hair shines. It looks beautiful because it has collagen in it. Some of the top collagen out there. So they are doing amazing. There are coaches on our team. And if you're like, you know what, I'm tired of being overweight. I'm tired of being on blood pressure medication or diabetic medication, you know, on fibromyalgia medication, on cholesterol medication, whatever, I want you to reach out to Kim and Scott. They are there. They are amazing coaches. We're part of their team as well. So you're going to get two for one. Well, you're going to get four for two because it's four of us, two couples. And so Kim, we will put in the, once we post all of this, we will make sure it's all there of how to get in touch with you guys' health survey, how to get in touch with you and Scott, because we really want. So what would you real quick say to what's happened for you guys? Health-wise. In your
body. My gosh. So I already knew about capturing thoughts, you know, obviously before this journey, health journey, but this has really, like, I'm seeing the two together, like even more than I ever have before. And prior to this, I saw food as a necessity in that I needed it for comfort still, or it was from boredom or things like that. And rather than just looking at it as just the fuel for my body to keep moving, because our bodies are machines. And so I think of it as like a I don't know, analogies. Scott is really good at analogies, but I think of a gas tank, you know, on a car, and you put in just enough. There's a limit that you put in there so the car can keep going. Then it runs a little bit down. You just put in enough. You can't, if you put too much, what's it going to do? It's going to spew out.
Overflow.
And that's the way I look at it now. Like, that's what I feel like God is showing me through this. Because I'm telling you, this program is so much more than weight loss. It is so much more than weight loss. And I have been greatly impacted by this because, like, we were at this conference with our health journey, and it's like everybody's talking my language. Like, we're talking about capturing thoughts. We're talking about, what are you thinking? And so I'm thinking, God, thank you for allowing me to already pretty much have mastered that. And then you take me into this health journey, because it's easier for me now than what it was before. Because I know how the enemy wants to make you sluggish. Man, how are you any good for the kingdom of God if you're sluggish? How are you any good if you feel so blah in your body? So it's given me energy. It's helped my mind even. It's helped with clarity. It's helped my sleep. It's helped me, my confidence even more, because, you know, I've got those 20 pounds off. Still got more to go, but we're on our way.
Both of you are doing amazing. And I tell you what, if I needed a health coach, I would definitely be reaching out to you and Scott. So we'll make sure all the information is in there. And again, friend, if this podcast has really spoken to you, please share it with a friend, a family member that really needs to hear what Kim's story is, how she got set free from the bipolar lie. And we're just here to help you and to serve you. So go get Kim's book, The Bipolar Lie. Wherever you buy online your books, or Barnes & Noble, wherever, Amazon. Also, my book, Missionary and Millionaire. And listen, it's not Missionary to Millionaire, it's Missionary and Millionaire. But the real message of the book is transforming cultures as priests and kings. And that's how Scott and Kim and Ray and I function. We just don't do the priest thing of, you know, praying and fasting and evangelizing, you know, worship. No, we think as kings, we're at the top of the mountains and the kings transform cultures, priests don't. Okay. So that's enough. Get my book. I promise you, promise you, promise you, you will be immensely blessed by it. And your thinking will begin to shift right side up, not upside down. A lot of our thinking says upside down, but right side up. So anyway, thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with us today. We are so blessed. Kim, thank you for joining me. This has been
so good. Yeah, thank you so much.
So welcome. All right, guys. So Leanne Goff, I know my name. Excuse me. Leanne Goff, the transformational coach, your transformational coach. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And you know what? We'll see you very soon. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Transformational Coach with Leanne Goff. You can find out more about Leanne and her resources on her website, leannegoffministries.org, as well as her Instagram at Leanne Goff Ministries. If you've enjoyed this podcast, share it with your friends, and don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe wherever you listen.